Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, everybody, it's Brendan, and I hope you're having an awesome holiday season. Look, I know you're about to kick off the big new year, 2020. I mean, how exciting is this to set New Year's resolutions, to think about what you really want, not just this next year, but this entire next decade of your life? I know it's incredibly exciting, but I also know some people get overwhelmed about just how to think about it. So here's three big ideas for you. Number one, as you go into setting your goals, please do a very, very simple thing. Raise your ambitions. A lot of people, when they look to the future, they really set goals that are confined by their current circumstances or their past stories or their difficulties. And even sometimes they set their goals based on just what their skill sets are now. But remember, as you're setting this next year goals, you have the ability to develop new skills. You have new opportunities. You have way more wisdom, way more ability now. So make sure you are setting sort of boundaryless goals. Not goals bounded by where you're at or where you've been, but rather what's important to you now? What are you excited about? Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve, give, serve? What do you want to adventure into the world? Where do you want to go? Like, set things and goals and relationships and ideas for service that are unbounded by the past. I can't tell you how important that is. You know, this time of year, everyone's like, oh, set some SMART goals, you know, specific, measurable, realistic, you know, time-bound. And I'm like, no, actually don't do that. Set like dumb goals, set extraordinary goals, set goals that seem so ridiculous and out of hand. I know they say, but more people achieve it if it's a super simple thing. No, what they're really achieving is a to-do list, not a new lifestyle. They're knocking off things on a checklist, but they're not reimagining what their life could be in a decade from now. I want you to reimagine, then develop the skill sets that will help you get there. And that's my second big idea. As much as you raise your ambition and you have a clearer vision for what you want this next year, also take the time to figure out what are the top five skills you're going to need to develop in this next, you know, year to be able to start moving yourself forward to that. So really break it down. Break it down to, like, what are the top five skills that you need to develop, whether it's in communication skills, or whether it's in marketing skills, or whether it's in relationship skills, or persuasion skills, or negotiation skills, or any other competency that you need to develop. Make it a map for 2020. Meaning really, like, block out that time to develop those skills. I think that's really important. That's number two. Number three, you know, as we go into 2020, I'm asking everybody to do a very simple thing. And that is to think of 2020, right, 2020, as a inspiration to double down on the good that you do in the world. Think about how you provide service to the world right now. You know, whether it's your customers or your clients or the way that you treat your family or your team or those that you serve with. What I'd love for you to do is go, how can you do it twice as good? Right? If you're an entrepreneur, look through all your marketing and say, how can we get double good? How do we double the lifetime value? If you're somebody who is, you know, a caretaker at home, how do you say, how do I double the joy and the happiness and the blessings in this family? I think it's so important this time of year to allow service and the idea of doubling the good that you do in the world to drive you as much as those things that you want. You know, because a lot of people get confused this time of year. They're only thinking about the things that they're going to achieve. But if you read my book, High Performance Habits, you learn the story of the woman who said that she realized that achievement wasn't her problem. Alignment was. She was doing all that busy work, but it wasn't her life's work. She was very tasked. I mean, she had checklists on checklists. She filled out her planner. She had the journal. She did all the things. But she wasn't serving at the capacity that she knew she could. She wasn't making the difference that she wanted to. And listen, no matter what you achieve in this world, your ultimate question will be, do you sense that you mattered? That you made a difference, that you made a dent, that you did something good that while you were here? Not just achieved things, that's important too. But I think it's really important to say, how can you double down on the good that you're doing in the world? So if you're an artist and you're just good at that, do more art. You know, if you're somebody who's just awesome in your relationships, do more of that. Just identify what specifically could you really double down on this year. For me, I'm going to do a whole lot more sort of vlog style videos for you all. I'm going to write two books this year. We're launching three new courses, probably four or five new challenges, a whole supplement line, more swag for you guys. I mean, we're just doubling down on every way that we can inspire you or give you the tools or the strategies that you need to really reach high performance in your life. So I've been obsessing about that for this last probably 2.5 weeks. Just how do I double down for you? And if you have any suggestions, please post them down below. I'm just so excited about this community this year, because if you've ever needed to reach high performance, right, really dial in your ability to achieve long-term success at the outset of a decade, this is the perfect time to be thinking about that. So if you need assistance in that and you want to make this your year of mastery, make sure you click the link in this post down below, because listen, we have a special going on where I'll coach you every single month. to achieve the most extraordinary 2020 imaginable, but I'll also give you access to an entire library of personal development and professional development courses that will help you become more persuasive, more influential, that will help you build more confidence, that will help really reignite your life in every single area you could possibly think about, from wellness strategies to achievement strategies to project management to productivity skills. All of that is available. Just click the link in this post. And last, I'd love to say just something simple to you. What a blessing it is to be alive. You know, as you go into a new decade, think about the power of that, but just have some reverence for this time of year. You know, you get a fresh start. And the fact that you have this breath, this moment, this ability to start anew, to think about what you want, think about how you want to serve, that's such a true blessing. And I always say, you know, a lot of people say they're grateful, but you know how grateful shows up? Grateful shows up in your time management. Like, how are you really spending your days? I think that's what reverence for life really is. It's like, how are you spending your days, your hours, your time? And so maybe think about this last idea. What if you really got discipline the first 90 days of this year? I mean, really disciplined. What if every night you went to bed, you laid your head on the pillow and you thought, wow, I really showed up today. I really served today. I really brought great energy into the world. I really made my difference today. I stayed focused. Because I think if you win the first 90 days of the year, you'll win the rest of the year. You'll build that competency. You'll build that rhythm. And so take that idea to heart here, that your reverence, if you really have gratitude for life, it's going to show up in how you show up each day. So might as well make this first 90 days of gratitude and discipline. And I think that will really serve you going into 2020. I'm sending love to you and your family and everybody who you serve with in this world. I thank you for your gift of being in this community to us. And let me end with just a personal message. I'm deeply grateful for you for being in this community. You know, we call this community the HPX, the High Performance Experience. And I hope that you feel a different experience when you're consuming our content or you're reading our books or you're just part of my tribe. I really appreciate you. And I want to wish you and your family and your loved ones and your teams an extraordinary and happy new year. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules?
Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.